Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Let's take the COVID report with Professor Puren now and then come back to me before the news headlines.
Good afternoon. My name is Adrian Puren. I'm the acting director at the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. This is your COVID-19 report for the past 24 hours. It's the 7th of October, 2021. The total number of tests conducted in South Africa is 17,828,983 tests. In the past 24 hours, 28,549 tests were conducted, and of these, 1,149 cases were identified. This is a positivity rate of 3.2%. There has thus been a decrease of about 35.5% in cases on average over the past 7 days. The total admissions are 5,874, and this is a decrease of just under 20% compared to the past 7 days. The number of deaths are 59, and this is a decrease of 55.5% when compared over the past 7 days. In terms of the cases that were identified in the past 24 hours, Western Cape accounted for 22% of these cases, and that is equivalent to 258 cases. KZN, 18%, which is 208 cases. Gauteng Province, 13.6%, that's 156 cases. Free State, 11.6%, is 133 cases. And Eastern Cape, 11.5%, which is 132 cases. The positivity rate overall is less than 5%. However, the Northern Cape has a positivity rate of 9.4% and the Free State at 6.4%. All provinces, with the exception of Northern Cape and Free State, are out of the third wave. With regard to vaccinations, thus far, 18,510,943 doses have been applied. In the past 24 hours, 212,790 doses were applied. Thus, 13,182,453 persons in South Africa have been fully vaccinated above the age of 18. This equates to 33% of the adult population. In terms of the percentage populations that have been vaccinated, so 42% of the Western Cape population has been vaccinated, 33% in the Northern Cape, 29% in the Northwest Province, 26% in Mpumalanga, 37% in Limpopo, 29% in KZN, 30% in Gauteng Province, and 38% in the Eastern Cape. This, however, does not give you the coverage per age group, for example. The upshot is, adhere to all non-pharmaceutical interventions, so wear your mask, wear them properly, social distance or physical distance where appropriate, only be really in ventilated facilities if indoors. Outdoors is preferable. Thank you, Adrian.